Talking with Mike Schulte, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. It's the time of year that Wheat Commission helps sponsor the Junior Wheat Show. Tell me about the 2021 event.
So on Tuesday, July 20th, we will have the visual competition this year at the Stillwater Fairgrounds in Payne County. Judging will begin. We will start taking samples at 8 a.m. Generally, we're finished or completed taking all samples in by 8:30. So we tell people that we will be concluding at 8:30 for the wrap-up. Samples will be placed on the table. Judging will begin. That generally takes about 2 hours by the time they get through the FFA and 4-H divisions. But we just want to put this reminder out there that the Junior Wheat Show competition is going on this year. It is going to take place on Tuesday, July 20th at Stillwater. If participants do want to enter and submit their 10-pound samples from the wheat varieties that they had planted this year, they need to have those samples up there probably around 7:30, 7:45 on a Tuesday morning. Those samples can also be mailed. Those submissions probably need to be mailed out Thursday so they arrive in time to the Payne County Fairgrounds. They can find all the information at okwheat.org under the Outreach and Education information link to be able to make those samples submitted for the competition that will take place on Tuesday.
Now, this is the first part of the contest. You actually will take those samples and actually mill them and bake a product, right?
That is correct. So this is only the visual component of the competition. They will be judged. It generally takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours by the time they get through the 4-H and FFA samples that will move on. We feel like this year probably there's going to be more samples just because we had better qualities in the field from Southwest Oklahoma all the way across up into Northern Oklahoma. Really extreme high test weights. And I think if they got the crop out on earlier harvested wheat before we received the rains, I think that the kernel quality and color still is going to be excellent. So we feel like this is actually going to be a wonderful opportunity even for students in Southwest and Central Oklahoma that might go through harsher environments than what we typically see in Northern Oklahoma, that this actually might be their year because producers were able to get things out in a more timely manner, and we had really good functionality qualities for what we're seeing on the analytical test just on the plains grain side of things for the industry. So we give $16,000 in scholarships away each year to the top five winners on the 4-H and FFA side. There's also prize monies that are also given to the top 25 students that are awarded. Again, this is just the visual competition. They will go through the milling and baking components over the next few months, and then we will have a banquet in Oklahoma City where the students will be awarded their prizes on November 17th. That's going to take place at the Embassy Suites off of the Northwest Expressway. There'll be more information about that in the coming months. But we feel like this is a wonderful opportunity. If students have worked in the field or put these samples out with their 4-H and FFA programs, it's a wonderful way for them to become involved and also have their eyes open to the different things that they can become involved in agriculture, whether it be plant and soil science, agricultural economics, the marketing of the crop, also looking at the end-use quality functionalities when they do go through the milling and baking tests, so in the world of cereal chemistry or food science. And then also on the communication side, students do have to submit an essay about their 5 acres or more that they planted of the wheat crop, the management decisions that they made. So we really feel like it gives them an opportunity to learn a lot about the industry while they're either in 4-H and FFA, and hopefully it maybe broadens their horizons to think about the opportunities that exist once they get out of high school in the world of agriculture.
I know you've got some winners from years gone by be back again this year, but over the years they've been able to mount up a good portion of college needs from this contest.
Yes. So, you know, based on how students are awarded in the top five, if you receive fifth place, you can get up to $1,000 scholarship. The grand place winner on the 4-H and FFA side of the competitions can receive up to $3,000. And so over their career, they can actually win up to $6,000 total through the life of their 4-H and FFA careers. We certainly have had students that have done that in the past. And I think that, you know, based on just the opportunities that have existed with the program, when they go through and bring their samples, and when we also put seminars on for them about the different things that producers should look at, whether it be on applications in the field or soil health or the marketing of a crop and the things that we're working on the end-use side of things at the Food and Ag Product Center at Oklahoma State University, it really gives students an opportunity to see just all that exists in the world of agriculture.